Thanks very much. I'm going to take a chance here and sing a song about baseball. It's always a big hit. But I know baseball is like more popular here in Holland than the rest of Europe, which is to say this popular instead of this popular. So that's good. I can work with that. Or this to this, right? That's backwards. I'm working the metric system. It's just opposite. Anyway, this is a song from the band called The Baseball Project that I play with that someday I would love to bring over here to play for you guys. I agree. I think it'd be kind of cool. We've been very intimidated to come over because we figure nobody will, you know, understand what we're singing about. But it doesn't matter because have any of you heard the records by this band? Okay, a little bit. You will tomorrow? Oh, you will, okay? Yeah, okay. You should. I see you now. Great. The songs we sing in The Baseball Project, they're about the game of baseball, but they're really just about human experiences. And the one I'm going to sing here is about a player that was very popular when I was a kid back in the 70s, when I was 2 years old. Just testing. A guy named Mark Fidrich. He was this guy who played for Detroit. He had long, blonde, curly hair, and he looked like a rock star. He was really cool. Only in the 70s, like the very 70s kind of thing. He had this kind of long, skinny, you know, complete, you know, Peter Frampton kind of guy. And he had one good year. He was really young, looked cool, had one good year, and then he broke his arm, and he never was the same, and he was gone a couple years later. And that was the last anybody heard about him for a long time, except maybe in trivia contests and things like that. And then about 7 or 8 years ago, he passed away. Yes, sad. He actually had a freak accident. His tractor fell on him. Really horrible. I know. Beware of tractors. This will never happen to me. I'm never near a tractor. So I'm safe. Anyway, they had his picture in the obituaries, as they will do, and he was older. He'd gotten older. 30 years later, he looked like an older man. And it's shocking, like when you know somebody, you know, when you're younger, maybe in school or whatever, and you see him 30 years later, and you're shocked, how did he get older? In my mind, he's still a young guy. This song is about that phenomenon that people do age, and it's not right, but you gotta deal with it. It's called 1976.